Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 9th, 2008. I'm Sam Stokel with Ryan Sang and Michael McKiernan. This is Centennial College Radio News to 10 o'clock. The forecast today is wet. Rain all day with a high of 14 and a low of 10. Tomorrow's is expected to be sunny, but the rain will return on Saturday and clouds on Sunday. Here's what's making news today. Toronto FC revamps for this season. Last night, Canada celebrated its jazz musicians, and the CN Tower sets a new world record. Now to our top story. Police are still looking for 7-year-old Calvin Richardson after a double shooting yesterday. Calvin witnessed the shooting in the Pharmacy Avenue and Lawrence Avenue apartment building. One man was shot in the chest and the other man in the leg. Both were rushed to hospital. Police believe Calvin is with his father. Calvin's mother was questioned by police last night. In local politics, the Conservative and Green Party hopefuls disagreed on the topic of the environment at Tuesday night's candidates' debate. Toronto Centre held their final debate before the by-election vote next Monday. Catherine Wellman reports.
It was the environment which dominated debate topics at the Toronto Centre candidates' debate Tuesday night. The debate was held at the St. Lawrence Centre on Front Street in Toronto. Four candidates representing the leading federal political parties were present. Don Meredith, Conservative hopeful, clearly stated his opinions on a carbon tax. He said that the Conservative Party would not support it and would reduce carbon emissions in other ways.
We're going to allow industry to reduce emissions and not ensure that there are any more additional greenhouse gases. We're spending $33 billion on a Bill Canada. With respect to infrastructure, respect to the transportation of people from their cars into buses and trains. This is the kind of initiatives that we're embarking upon. So we don't believe in a carbon tax, and I will not support a carbon tax.
However, it was only the Green Party candidate, Chris Tindall, who stated that the most important issue in a potential upcoming election would be the environment. Tindall quoted broadcaster and politician Stephen Lewis when stating his opinion on Canada's future in the battle against climate change.
You know, there was a time when Canada mattered in the world, and that nothing would resuscitate our relevance and our image on the international stage more quickly and more powerfully than demonstrated leadership on the climate change crisis.
All candidates also discussed Afghanistan as being an important issue to all Canadians. This has been Catherine Wellman for Centennial College Radio News.
The Olympic torch continues its controversial trip to Beijing. In San Francisco, tens of thousands are expected to protest during the 10-kilometer torch relay today. Some protesters are supporting China, while others are against China's hold on Tibet and poor record of human rights. Stephen Harper said a boycott against China would not be effective and only harm the athletes. The CN Tower has reached new heights. Two new glass floor elevators have been installed. The first ride is available today at 11 a.m. The elevator is the first in North America and the highest in the world at 346 meters. The CN Tower lost the tallest freestanding structure last year. The Burj Dubai in the United Arab Emirates being built now will be the tallest. And that's the news to this hour. Let's send it over to Ryan for sports.
Thanks, Sam, and good morning, everyone. The Jays lost last night to the Oakland A's. The final score was 9-8. It was especially hard on A.J. Burnett. The pitcher allowed Oakland 5 runs in the second inning. Jeremy Accardo replaced Burnett in the fourth inning. The Jays and A's play tonight at the Rogers Centre. Another day, another revamp. The Toronto FC is changing their roster again. This comes 3 days after their second loss so far this season. Celtic and Birmingham defender Oliver Tabilly practiced with the team on Tuesday. However, no contract has been signed. The Toronto FC faced the LA Galaxy on Sunday. To North Dakota now, where Canada narrowly beat Norway yesterday in men's curling. Canada's Kevin Martin held on to first place. He's having a 20-game undefeated winning streak. Canada faces China and the Czech Republic today. To China now, where Canada beat Finland 4-2 at the Women's World Hockey Championship. This secured our girls' first place for the finals. Sarah Valencourt scored 2 goals on the power play. Haley Wickenheiser had 3 assists. The Canadians will face the Americans this Thursday. Many Canadians would rather be on a golf course than a skating rink in the dead of winter. But for Zamboni operator Troy Forbes, it's not a question of pleasure, it's a question of business. Dave Bowden reports.
Troy Forbes has worked with the City of Toronto Parks Department for more than 20 years. He applied to drive the Zamboni at Nathan Phillips Square for the first time this year in order to keep working during the winter. While he doesn't mind the job, he says there is one thing about it he could do without.
I just don't deal with the public myself, too. I just stay away.
Phillips says he's a private man who doesn't like interacting with people. For most of his career, he's worked behind the scenes. During his 2 decades with the city, he's performed maintenance, janitorial, and grounds duties. But he says there was one job in particular that he really enjoyed. When he worked as a greenskeeper for the city's golf courses, Forbes says he had everything he needed. Being a greenskeeper allowed him to work at his own pace. Forbes said he preferred the golf course over Nathan Phillips Square because it gave him freedom and privacy.
Yeah, warmer weather. It's just a better atmosphere. Not as many people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very busy down at City Hall here, right?
But he says his favorite part of working at the golf course was the ability to stick to his motto.
Start work early, finish early.
Forbes says he's waiting anxiously for summer to return so he can get back to his favorite work. But he's happy to wait out winter with the job he has now.
I just go out and flood the ice and that's it, basically. It's an easy, no-brainer job.
Dave Bowden, Centennial College Radio News.
Ottawa faces the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight for the NHL playoffs. Calgary also plays tonight against San Jose, and Montreal plays Boston tomorrow. The Raps face the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at the ACC. And that's it for sports. We're going to take a quick break, and Mike will be back with entertainment.
Good evening. You're probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula, and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It's not the hair. Bah! Greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape, made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No. It's the fangs that make a vampire. Now you can have the fangs. Dress up for parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth. But once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your ghoul friend. It is so much fun, I know. So, send for your fangs today. Send 298 to Fang Box 1001 Central City, Tennessee, or dial toll-free 800-DRA-COOL-YA. Order before midnight today. That's an order.
Welcome back. I'm Michael McKiernan with your entertainment news. Canada's jazz scene honored its heritage and its future last night at the National Jazz Awards in Toronto. Oscar Peterson was posthumously named Musician of the Year, and Jeff Healey, the guitarist who died last month, also won an award. But rising star Jody Prosnick stole the show, taking home 3 awards, tied for the most by a single artist. The bassist from Vancouver and her band, the Jody Prosnick Quartet, won Record of the Year for their album Foundations. Troubled musician Pete Doherty is in trouble again, and this time he's going to jail. The Baby Shambles singer was on probation for drugs offences, but he broke the terms of his agreement by taking drugs. A judge in London jailed him for 14 weeks yesterday. Staying with music, local house music fans are in for a treat as DJ David Guetta comes back to town. Amanda Huynh reports.
And that was the sound of David Guetta's latest single, Baby When the Lights Go Out. Guetta touches down in Toronto 1 week before his performance at the Winter Music Conference in Miami. During his last visit here, the International House DJ caused a commotion at Century Room. This time, he can be found at Peter Gation Circa. The event, called Fixation, is expected to draw nearly 1,000 people. Amir A., who didn't want his last name used, is a sales associate from Platy Record. He tells us about the overwhelming response from fans.
It's been amazing. I mean, like, David Guetta's had, like, tremendous success with his last album, let alone all the hit singles he's put out over the years. And he's got a huge fan base in Toronto. And
Guetta is one of nearly a dozen DJs scheduled to play at Fixation. Despite the hype, not everyone is going to see Guetta spin. University student and house music junkie Christos Georgakopoulos is disappointed he'll be missing the show, but not for the reasons you may think.
I'm actually more disappointed because I won't get to hear Pablo Ceballos' set that night either. And to be honest, I think he plays better music. It's more a Spanish-influenced tribal house. It's better than that trendy stuff Guetta will be playing. But people in TO are definitely into the whole trendy house scene, so I won't be surprised that this event will be rammed.
Promoters report 500 early bird tickets sold out in 2 days. But they say there's still a chance you can get yours at the door. Amanda Huynh, Centennial College Radio News.
He's faced Voldemort and survived, but now Daniel Radcliffe faces his sternest test, Broadway critics. The Harry Potter star reprises his role in Equus when the play moves from London to the Big Apple. The play caused a stir when it started in 2007 because of a nude scene involving Ratcliffe. Another production making the move to Broadway started a little closer to home. The Story of My Life has been running at the Berkeley Street Theatre in Toronto since 2006. It was written by local men Neil Bartram and Brian Hill, and now it's rumoured to be off to New York. That's all from me at the Entertainment Desk. Now let's head back to Sam.
Thanks, Michael. And that's our broadcast for this hour. On behalf of Centennial College Radio News, I'm Sam Stokel. You can find more on our website at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. Thanks for listening and have a great day.